in the Soviet leadership by that time, in the Politburo. So among the leaders of the 35 CEC states, the states which were engaged in preparation of the summit of the CEC, there was only one man who was an active participant of the World War II, and that was Brezhnev. He spent all 4 years in the army, and in 1945 he got the rank of general. So, only later he became general secretary. So, and it was his dream as a military man to draw the last line under the history of that war. Secondly, he wanted to be recognized in his capacity as secretary general of the Communist Party. It was unprecedented because he actually didn't have a high state position. So, and another factor. So happened that in Brezhnev's staff there was a team of very high professional experts in international affairs. All of them were, almost all of them, were graduates of the institute, famous institute, Moscow Institute of Foreign of International Relations, professors from the Dubinian graduated at the same institute, and myself, all diplomats. So, and it was such people as Alexandrov Agentov, right hand of Brezhnev, then Inozemtsev, Primakov, who were directors of the very important research institutions, think tanks, so to say, Arbatov, and all of them were very liberal and oriented towards the Tant and conciliation in the West, and they had a great influence upon Brezhnev, and it was them who usually wrote the speeches for Brezhnev on international affairs, new initiatives on the Duchess villas outside Moscow, which belonged to the Central Committee. Gromyko knew about their position, and he inserted his men into that group, Kovalyov, who then for many years was busy with the CEC process. Although within the Foreign Ministry there was a wing who were not happy with the CEC, although even in the Foreign Ministry under Gromyko. So, what as to the situation in Politburo, Dobrynin writes, I quote, many in the Politburo, Podgorny, Suslov, Kosygin, and Andropov, had grave doubts about assuming international commitments that could open the way to foreign interference in our political life. No, situation was not exactly like that. Gromyko from time to time reported to the Politburo about the situation in Geneva, results of Dipoli, situation in Geneva, but nobody paid much attention. It was an internal routine business of the Foreign Ministry. Only when the third basket appeared and they saw the commitments of the future commitments of the Soviet Union, then really Podgorny, Suslov, and maybe Kosygin started to do something against. But not Andropov. Andropov was the man who, together with Gromyko, prepared the first drafts of instructions to our delegation in Geneva. And the instructions were quite flexible and progressive. As to Podgorny, Suslov, and Kosygin, you must remember that in the beginning of the 70s, Brezhnev himself was in a very good shape. He was strong, in good health and good mind, and he was, of course, number one. Nobody could dare to be against Brezhnev. And only after the summit, after the summit, then the criticism from the Carter administration, Brzezinski and others started to grow. Then it was a little bit fight inside the Politburo, because all them, these people, this Suslov, first of all, Suslov, so hardliner, ideologist number one, so they started to do something to maybe to put the question mark whether we do really want to continue that process, maybe. But it was not before the summit. So this is my addition. Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador Kashnev. And now the word is to Ambassador Witte.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before going into the matter, could I clarify a translation question? There is translation into German. Is there also translation from German into the two other languages?